afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 42. Today's the first week on Article 15, the Christian and the Social Order. We're going to do, up to there. Yeah, we're going to do like a little over the first half of it today. Now pray for us. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a sufficient guide for life and worship and godliness, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in the world. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, the Christian and the social order, generally speaking of the question of how Christians relate to the world around us, right? And the government, culture, different things like that, school system, I mean, just any sphere of life on earth, how does the Christian relate to and interact with. So, Article 15, the Christian and the Social Order. All Christians are under obligation to seek to make the will of Christ supreme in our lives and in human society. Well, that's a great place to start. You know, of all the different voices lobbying for our allegiance, the voices outside of us, and also the, you know, our pride within us, we must make the will of Christ supreme. What Christ wants, first and foremost, what Christ says is the standard of truth and morality and justice and on. But that's the place to start. You know, whatever else we say about our relationship to the world around us, Christ's will must be supreme in our lives and in human society. Means and methods used for the improvement of society, that means the way we go about it, the way we try to bring about change, and the establishment of righteousness among men can be truly and permanently helpful only when, this is important, only when they are rooted in the regeneration of the individual by the saving grace of God and Jesus Christ. So, people being saved. I know that's a long sentence. It can get wordy. It can be a lot. This means people being saved. The spiritual nature of real change for the person, for the family, for churches, for the society as a whole, any aspect of society. What we're interested in is people being saved. This is God's great work, to save sinners through Jesus for his own glory. And as he saves us, he changes us, he makes us new, gives us a new standard for living, and on and on and on. So that impacts the way we relate to the world around us. All that to say is, here we go, this is why that sentence, I'm trying to get off the highlight here. Here we go. Means and methods used for improvement of society. We don't use worldly means, but spiritually means. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the worship of the church, the prayers of God's people, the sanctification and growth of individual Christians, the purification and in growth of churches as a whole, the strengthening of the church, the preaching of the gospel, the teaching of the Bible. Spiritual means and methods, not worldly means and methods. So I hope that makes sense. I think we have a few more sentences here. In the spirit of Christ, Christians should oppose racism, every form of greed, selfishness, and vice, and all forms of sexual immorality, including adultery, homosexuality, and pornography. We should work to provide for the orphan, the needy, the abused, the aged, the helpless, the sick. So here you have issues of purity and holiness, and then also issues of mercy and benevolence and justice, looking out for the hurting and the lonely. And Christians are concerned about both of those, not one or the other. Or it's not either. We could care about being pure and holy, but we can neglect benevolence and mercy toward those in need. And it's not the opposite either. Well, if we're helping people, it doesn't matter how we live. No, both. God is concerned about both. We should speak on behalf of the unborn who are being murdered left and right in our country and contend for the sanctity of all human life from conception to natural death. God is the giver of life. Every human life is precious and has dignity and should be protected. Every Christian should seek to bring industry, government, and society as a whole under the sway of the principles of righteousness, truth, and brotherly love. I think I did go too far. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I think I was supposed to end here, end the sick. But we won't be strict and legalistic about that. So next week I'll finish up with that last third and probably find one good representative Bible passage for, you know, how the Christians should relate to the world around us. But it is important. We don't live in a vacuum, right? And we don't apportion off going to church, and that's our spiritual life, and then we go out into the world and don't think about it anymore. Absolutely not. God comes into our life. He saves us. He changes us. He gives us a purpose. He gives us a guide in how we should live and represent Him in the world. And so this Christian and the social order is a big topic. It's an often debated topic, sometimes a tough topic, especially when there's different things and high intensity, high emotion things going on in society, which is happening right now. You know, emotions can get high. But at the end of the day, we've just got to come back to the Word of God and the Spirit of God and do the best we can to walk in grace, let God's Word be our guide, and be charitable and benevolent to each other and work these things out in terms of the details. But, you know, going back to that first sentence, the will of Christ must be supreme in our hearts. And then, you know, everything else we want to say or be about will follow from there. Father, we thank you for, again, for making yourself known to us, for showing mercy to us. I pray that you would work in us and through us for your name, for your glory. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining. Let me say, I'll see you this Sunday. I'm trying to think of what week it'll be. It'll be the 43rd Lord's Day, and the next Monday or Tuesday. You know, I started doing these Confession of Faiths on Monday more and more. They've been Tuesday. But I'll continue to say either Monday or Tuesday for Confession of Faith, week 43. We'll look at the end of this article and most likely a passage from Scripture. All right, we'll see you soon.